from KQED.
Take a close look at a cocktail menu these days, and you're likely to spot a lot of local artisanal producers, making everything from herbaceous gins to fruity liqueurs. Californians and tourists alike naturally want to visit the places where the liquor is made, take a tour, and try a tasting, as they do in many places around the world. But state law isn't set up to allow distilleries to meet the demand. Megan McCarty reports a number of them are banding together to change the rules.
The ground floor of the distillery.
Welcome to Green Bar Collective, the first distillery to open up shop in Los Angeles since Prohibition.
You see, we're filling that fermenter with molasses for our rum.
In an old warehouse on the outskirts of downtown, owner Melkin Khosrovian oversees the production of a range of handcrafted spirits, all made from locally sourced organic ingredients.
Our lemon vodka, like many of the spirits here, is painfully handmade. We buy lemons from local farms. Right now we're pulling lemons from Malibu. We wash them, and then we hand zest 2,000 whole lemons.
So, could I taste it? Well, technically, I could try it for free. And while I wouldn't mind that too much, it's not the greatest business move for Khosrovian. Unlike wineries and breweries in California, distilleries are not allowed to offer paid tastings or sell bottles of their products on site. We're part of a tiny minority of four states to have such laws on the books. Now, a group of about 30 distilleries has banded together to try to change that law. AB 933 is now in committee in the state Senate and awaiting a full vote by the state assembly.
Assembly Bill 933 is absolutely vital to the growth and success of all the small distilleries in California.
That's Lance Winters, the head distiller at St. George Spirits in Alameda. They've been in business since 1982, long enough to find some creative ways around the restrictions.
Currently, what we do when people come in for a tour and tasting, we can charge for a tour. But as you can imagine, there are a lot of people that would be coming in who they don't have time for a tour. There's no way that we can compel them to pay for a tour without taking one.
Winter says they're currently operating their tastings at a loss, but he hopes if the legislation passes, they'll have enough revenue to staff a full-time tasting room. And there are certainly receptive customers, like Esther Gailridge, who stopped into St. George to sample their Chipotle vodka.
Well, what's great about it is you have a chance to taste and see what it's made out of. And our tour guide was fantastic. He showed us everything, answered all our questions.
One question that hasn't been answered is whether the proposed bill would allow customers like Gailridge to buy bottles of liquor directly from the distillery. Currently, if she wanted to purchase a bottle of her favorite vodka, it would have to go from St. George to a distributor to a retailer before she could get her hands on it. Gailridge says she finds the laws ridiculous.
Well, to me, they're ancient and inadequate. If I like something, I want to be able to purchase it on the grounds that that I discovered it.
If you think of a winery that operates a tasting room and couldn't sell their wine directly to consumers, it would be a bit of a tease if you ask me.
Arthur Hartunian is the president of the California Artisanal Distillers Guild and helped put together AB 933. He says they're still pushing for an amendment that would allow for bottle sales, but they're coming up against some stiff resistance. Much of it is from liquor distributors like Manuel Espinoza.
Our concern is it creates a new liquor store where the line between a distiller and a retailer is obliterated.
Liquor wholesalers have considerable influence to back them up. Over the last 4 years, their lobby has contributed almost $600,000 to Sacramento lawmakers. But Hartunian stresses the distributors have nothing to fear from craft distillers.
We want distributors. We need distributors. I certainly don't expect anybody to back up a truck and buy a pallet of vodka from my facilities. We are not liquor stores. We are artisans.
Hartunian's lobbyist will continue to work with the distributors to try to craft a bill that everyone can agree to before the full vote in the assembly. Meanwhile, back at Green Bar Distillery in L.A., Melkin Khosrovian is hopeful things will go his way. He shows me around a swanky new tasting room he's already built at the location.
On one side, there's a 14-person bar, fully equipped to handle currently a non-existent crowd, but one day, hopefully, some visitors. We have built it if only they would come.
I guess that is seeing the glass half full. For the California Report, I'm Megan McCarty.